أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم كتابه المجيد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Brothers and sisters, in a week's time, the holy month of Ramadan will approach. We all are invited to a very big feast, to the hospitality of Allah Almighty. As in the last Friday ceremony before the month of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said in his sermon that the holy month of Allah is approaching. شَهْرٌ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَى ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ, which means the hospitality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offered to you in this month. When you normally have a guest or guests, you are throwing a party or feast. You see how honorable and dear are your guests to you. So the greater they are, the more honorable and they're with high status, normally people pay more attention, take more care, and try to make the hospitality as perfect as possible. When the host is Allah Almighty, all blessings and bounties come from Him. And now He is inviting His servants, the believers, to this month, calling it, according to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hospitality which will be perfect by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are guests, invited to this feast, both spiritual and physical, mental and in every aspect of our lives. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, which is ayah number 183 in Surah Al-Baqarah, says that, O you who believe, the fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for the nations before you. But what is the reason for that? What is the philosophy behind it? What is the objective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the objectives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to explain to us? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, you might achieve the piety. What is piety? Of course, people who fast go under and exercise the hunger, the thirst, and they are restricted as they are not living their normal life. Many things are prohibited during the fast. So what you are doing here, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, you do this in order you achieve piety. And what is piety? Piety is described and understood as anything which brings you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure. Taqwa, piety, means that, like CCTV camera, you feel the omnipresence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every minute, every time, every place. I'm sure that you see the difference between a driver who are drivers who are driving in the highway and they exceeding their speed limit. The moment they see the police car, the moment they see the cameras, what they do? They try to reduce their speed. Why? Because everything will be recorded and they will be held accountable for any misdeed or penalties will be there. So when you know that you are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you worship Him as He is watching you in every minute, as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, that you have to perform your daily prayers, the other obligations, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing you. And as you see Allah, you are in His presence. So this is, brothers and sisters, very important. But let's see what are the signs for this feast, for this hospitality. First of all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Anfasukum fihi tasbih," which means that you normally breathe, and that breath is life is dependent on it. Nowadays, you see the news and hear about the news of this pandemic, that when this virus attacks someone, goes to his lungs, and stop the function of the lung, the breathing becomes so difficult as if someone is suffocated. Someone described that who was recovered from this disease, from this virus. He said it recently, that it was as if you are immersed in the water and you are holding your breath that you can't breathe. So later on, alhamdulillah, he was recovered. So this breath, although it is natural, it is automatic, it is to guarantee the life for every human being, of course, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that anfasukum, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anfasukum fihi tasbih. You breathe and the angels record that breath as an act of worship. Brothers and sisters, this is very important to know, that the concept of worship in Islam is much wider than the rituals that we perform, the prayer, fasting, pilgrimage, and so on and so forth. Why? Because anything you do in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the way, when we say to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say you offer your services, your kindness, your help to other servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is indeed act of worship. Here, we appreciate all the nurses in all hospitals who are offering their assistance to people who are attacked by this virus. Indeed, whether they are Muslims or not, they are doing good job, and that is active worship. So ibadah, it is in its wider aspect, covers every assistance and every service you offer to others in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first one is your breath is counted as glorification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anfasukum fihi tasbih. And the second point, وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةٌ. Of course, you are hungry, you are tired, you feel weak during the fasting, you go to sleep. It is natural. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that is again an act of worship. As long as you are asleep, it is as if it is counted, it is considered to be indulged and busy with offering your submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we see the hospitality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the merits for those who keep fast. And one thing is, again, brothers and sisters, very important to know about this month of Ramadan, that the Holy Quran, the last and final divine scripture, which has been revealed to the humanity, to the chest and the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he delivered that to Muslims, that we have the honor and the opportunity to recite, to ponder upon, to memorize, to learn lessons from the Quran, and to enjoy all these types of connections with the Quran. So the Quran was revealed in the holy month of Ramadan, in Laylat al-Qadr, the night of destiny and measure, the night which has been described in the Quran, described to be more valuable than 1,000 months, which means that a night which is not only equal, rather even more honorable, خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. So if you are going to count the solar months, it will be approximately 30,000 nights. If it is lunar, it can be 29,500. So when one night is given such value, such significance, to be even better and more superior to 1,000 months, we have to, brothers and sisters, seize this opportunity to do everything to make a possibility and the ability to what? To ponder on our life, on our character, in our behavior and the way that we handle things. And at the time of this staying at home, I know, brothers and sisters, sometimes some disputes, some difficulties, some misunderstandings between husband and wife, between members of family, arise there. So the forbearance, the understanding, reconciliation, and trying to help ourselves and our families with the light of guidance, with the strength of Iman, and with the understanding of the value of the holy month of Ramadan and the real concept of fasting, we get over all those problems and do not cause extra trouble in addition to the trouble we going to accept it and to tolerate it, and that is the pandemic here. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us the best of blessings during this month and enable us to be good people who are source of mercy, assistance, and kindness to all. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.